Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. Do hope you enjoy these ones. If you like this, please hit the heart button on your phone so that I know you enjoy the content. And it would be even better if you were able to become a patron of the channel. But anyway, let's leave that to one side. And shall we talk about Boris's plan A and Boris's plan B? Because that's all been revealed now. This is how the government is going to shepherd us through the winter, get us through Christmas and into the uplit sunny highlands of 2022. Except none of that's going to happen. So let's talk about plan A. So Boris is the proverbial one club golfer. His plan A is vaccines, more of them. So many vaccines, your eyes are going to water. So he wants to give those who have been double jabbed over 50 a third jab. That's about 33 million people. They're all going to get their third jab. Then in addition to that, I think there's about 3 million 12 to 15 year old children, and they're going to get their first jab. Yes. So there's 36 million people are going to get jabbed. And then, of course, there are the other, I think it's up to 10 million people in the country who've not taken any jabs yet. And they're going to be bullied and coerced and bribed and threatened to take the jab as well. So that is the plan. So if Boris is his way, at least 90, maybe 95% of the country will have been jabbed by the time we hit Christmas. However, oh yeah, there's a big but in this one. But if we look to Israel, where they've already done that, we see what happens. And what happens is simple. The more you jab, the more cases you get, and the more people, vaccinated people, end up in hospital. Now, they can manipulate the stats all they want, and boy, do they do that. They really manipulate. But in the final analysis, reality is what it is. So when we see the Israeli situation, if we look at Iceland, it's the same. It's pretty much obvious that the more you jab, the more cases you get. And the more cases you get, the greater the pressure on the NHS. And that's the obsession of this government. This government is using the NHS to browbeat us and remove our freedoms. That's how horrendous the NHS has become. So Sajid Javid has told the BBC this morning that there's not going to be a single trigger for the government moving to plan B. But he did say that the NHS coping was the number one issue to watch. And if we get to plan B, well, that's going to be mandatory masks. That's going to be working from home. That's going to be potentially lockdowns and potential, and also vaccine passports. So what they're doing in plan A guarantees they get to plan B. So my belief is that before the year end, they will have moved us into plan B. They will have reinstated mandatory masks as much as they can, and they will have pushed into vaccine passports. They will be having people working from home, and they will be going through the second winter of crippling the British economy. The Scientific Advisory Group for Emergencies, so-called SAGE, said, and this is another remarkable thing, their modelling suggests hospitalisations could go up from around 2,000 to 7,000 per day next month. Now, at the peak of the January numbers, we had 4,500. In January, we had a very small number of the population vaccinated. What SAGE is saying is with 85 to 90% of the population double jabbed, we're going to have almost double the hospitalizations per day. Who are these people, SAGE? Is this an admission from you tacitly that your vaccines don't work? Because if that's so, why don't you come out and just say it? Because I don't see how in any logical circumstances, you can have double the admissions in October that you had in January if you've successfully vaccinated 80, 90% of the population, unless they're lying about that, of course. And I have no confidence that the numbers they quote are truthful. I can't be sure about that there. But what is for sure is that the numbers of people testing positive will increase. The number of people in hospitals will increase. Those things are guaranteed bankers. So the so-called light touch plan A is actually nothing of the sort. Plan A is just the means to deliver plan B. Plan B puts the UK back to where it was in, if you like, early 2021 or late 2020. And the government seems quite happy about that. It keeps brutalizing this country. And unfortunately, some of the people in this country are masochists and they love it. They love the way the government beats them up and punishes them. And it's almost like they're saying, govern me harder, daddy, because that's what it comes across to me. You know, some people, particularly the British media, cannot wait for another lockdown. They're actually continuing to argue for bringing back measures. So, I mean, they were very unhappy about so-called Freedom Day in England. But at least Freedom Day in England back in July meant that, for example, the masks became recommended but not mandatory. Net result, not many people wear masks. Certainly in London anyway, not many people wear masks. And some of the other aspects of it, you know, papers, please, social distancing and all that kind of stuff, that kind of has a significant degree fallen away. And I think the sage scientists aren't happy about that. They love the idea of a completely controlled population. And so they're getting their oar in now. They're coming up with these numbers, which are just pure garbage, by the way, absolute garbage. And they will use those numbers to pressurize the government. And then the government will swerve from plan A to plan B. And Boris will tell you with a straight face, look, folks, it's with great reluctance I am forced to introduce plan B to save our NHS. And so many suckers will go for that and say, thank you, Boris. Thank you so much for punishing us. It's just what we need. We really need to be told to stay at home, hide under the cupboard, hide in the cupboard under the stairs, lest the deadly virus, which has a no more fatality rate at this point than a bad flu, it's exactly the same in terms of fatality rate, lest the virus gets us. So that's where we are, folks. We have plan A, which will, as sure as night follows day, lead to plan B. Prepare yourself for it.